ThisEpicLife.com presents The Manifesto, Chapter 10, Defining Our Non-Negotiables. Non-negotiable number 3, Family. Once my happy soul swigs from the ruby-encrusted goblet of vitality, I'm now worthy of my peoples. Last week, I returned home from a long road trip of work. I set down my suitcase, threw my keys and wallet on the table, and turned the corner into the family room. The couch was full of people. I still can't believe there are now four of them. Gail and I have three fairly badass children, Elliot Rose, 8, Frankie Jane, 4, and Leon Henry, 1. Together we comprise what I call the Carter Force 5. My family is the miracle that quietly manifested during my pursuit of everything else. They are the nuclear core that powers it all and makes all of it worth it. Easily the sickest family funk band I've ever been associated with, yet I have no idea how we formed or what I did to deserve membership. Gail and I have been married for 13 years and we're still technically young. We met at a rock club 17 years ago when I fell disturbingly ass over elbows in love with her shaven-headed, tattooed, dog-collared, nose-pierced, and otherworldly gorgeous little self. Her mom, my now mother-in-law, introduced us. I saw it all, the wedding, the cross-country moves, the kids, and the house we live in now. Last month, we somehow graced the cover of Akron Life magazine. Our oldest daughter, Elliot, was born when we lived in L.A. She's now 8 and is easily the smartest person in our house. She knows this, but her giant heart doesn't let her abuse it too much. Her giant blue eyes also make her way too easy to read. Frankie's our crazy one. She attacks everything in her path with a spirited punk rock ferocity, all the while laughing maniacally. Her first year of life was like a prolonged hurricane season in the second floor of our home. Leon is our brown-eyed little Buddha, or little brownie, or baby head, take your pick. He typically shrieks with joy while yanking violently on my bottom lip. My family reminds me why I do what I do, how long I have to get it done, and where we want to celebrate later over dinner. I make them breakfast every morning, and we eat dinner together every night. The kids each get an overly elaborate bedtime routine of baths, books, and a few songs every single night. We've tried to curtail this depending on our levels of exhaustion, but it just never works. The routine anchors our evenings. It's honestly hard to be certain, but I can't tell anymore if we're the most textbook, normal family on the block or the most cutting edge. The whole world has shifted around us more than a few times. We no longer seem to be the norm. The era I grew up in was racked with divorce and two working parents who barely spoke. Becoming the Cleavers seemed to be the most anti-establishment, shock-to-the-system thing we can do. Last year, we even bought a Ford. I think the most important thing you can teach your kids is that life is all about creative expression and being whoever you want to be. That's my department. I love the dichotomy of living a rock and roll lifestyle while pushing a state-of-the-art ergonomic stroller up the street. Gail keeps the trains running on time and lets us know where to find things like shoes, my laptop, or my ATM card. On her Facebook page, she lists her current career as wipes asses and cleans up after everybody at Daddy Warbucks Inc. We all do our part, which is why it works. Our household is the most complex, demanding, and relentless 24/7 job we've ever worked. The days are long, but the years are a blur when you've got more love than you know what to do with. We're nowhere near perfect, and we have our share of grumpy moments. Yet, we've also figured out how to make it work at a level few are crazy enough to even attempt these days. Thanks for checking out this Epic Life podcast. You can subscribe to future episodes on iTunes. Hit us up on Twitter at This Epic Life. And for exclusive content, including outtakes from the manifesto, please visit thisepiclife.com. I also wanted to include this song that I wrote a few years back for my daughter. It's from the album The Christopher Carter Show, Season 2. It's called More Love.
Your mama wears a 6-year-old diamond. It's smaller than your old man was only 22. The fireworks went up over Akron on their honeymoon. The new year came and carried us away. A balcony on Sunset, a stack of bills to pay. As soon as it felt something like a home, you were on the way. And then you finally came. More love than we know what to do with. to do I'm